In Chinese, dome kilns are called baozi yao, or steamed bun kilns, because of their resemblance to this treat. They are also called guizi yao, or turtle kilns, because they looked like turtle shells. Still another name for them is wayao, or simply tile kilns, since they are still used in Taiwan to make tiles. One can still see them in Liujia Township, Tainan County, in Huatan Village, Zhanghua County, and in Holong Township, Miaoli County. However, with the disappearance of traditional forms of construction, the dome kilns have also fallen out of use. The most distinctive features of the dome kiln are the perforated wall furthest inside the kiln and the three short chimneys in back. The perforated wall at the heart of the kiln has a straight vertical surface with three square openings at the bottom. These holes lead into a space behind the wall and upward into the three small chimneys. When the smoke and flame inside the kiln rise to the ceiling, they come up against this wall. But because there is no outlet here for them, they can only go out the three small openings below and out through the chimneys. The temperature inside the kiln is relatively even as a result of this downdraft design. Dome kilns were used for the production of Taiwanese roof tiles, traditional bricks and tiles, and ordinary red bricks. However, their production capacity for the latter was relatively low, and they were gradually replaced by Hoffman and tunnel kilns. In Inga Township, there is a dome kiln that was used for the production of black bricks and tiles, and those interested may go and view it. Unlike most dome kilns, that particular kiln has channels in the walls through which water could be poured after firing. This shut off the oxygen supply and caused the red brick to turn black or gray. This was one of the methods used for making black bricks and tiles.